Here's Bill Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Federal investigators have concluded that the Forest Service employee charged with starting a fire that has burned more than 100,000 acres in central Colorado set the blaze deliberately and lied that she touched it off accidentally by burning a letter inside a campfire ring, according to a senior Forest Service official. Now, that certainly changes things. It changes it from a fire that might have been started purely by accident to one that might have been started on purpose. And what does that mean? We wanted to get Paul Lane on with us. Paul is a former wildlife and conservation analyst and consultant with the U.S. Forestry Service. Paul, you also did some time as a doing fire watch?
Yes, in the Pacific Northwest and also in the Smoky Mountains in the Southeast. I was on fire watch during summer months when I was in school in the mid-1980s.
Tell me about an individual that would start fires on purpose. Do they want attention?
Well, I can tell you about a person that would start a fire on purpose who is a Forestry Service employee. And
all right, somebody who works for the Forestry Service, especially somebody who works for the Forestry Service.
Well, it is a strange thing to do, considering that we are people who are devoted to the preservation of wildlife and the conservation of our natural resources. But I think that in many ways it's job stress. If you live in a city, the city belongs to you. If you live in the country or you live in the woods, it is foreign to you. You are a visitor. I think what happened to this individual is that she got tired of being a stranger out there.
What do you mean by a stranger?
Well, it's not a natural place for a human to be. Most of us are from city environments. When you're out in the wilderness, you are out in an area where animals are the king, so to speak. A wild animal in the city is going to back down the minute you say boo or the minute you run at them. But out in the woods, a wild animal will actually stare right back at you and not budge. A wild animal will walk into your campsite. A wild animal pretty much has the run of the area because that's their habitat. And I've had caribou, I've had deer, a lot of these larger animals staring right back at me if I've been out in a campsite or if I've been on a job.
You had a caribou or a deer stare back at you? What do you mean?
I've had, in other words, if I've seen a caribou or a deer come into the campsite and they'll look at me and I'll stare right back to try to scare them and they'll keep staring. And there's a side of you or there's a part of you that feels almost used or disrespected by the environment.
Well, okay, all right, I sense that you're being disrespected by animals sounds a little bit extreme.
Well, no, I understand, Mr. Andy. It is something that most people don't quite get, and it sounds unusual, but animals will challenge you in their habitat.
But what does all of this have to do with a woman starting a fire?
Well, I'm saying on-the-job stress is derived from being in an environment where you don't have a lot of respect, especially from the wilderness. I'll give an example of what I mean. When I was working fire watch, and this was in the Smoky Mountains back in the early 1980s, I had carved an American eagle out of some soft wood that I had found. I had stained it, and I put some lacquer on it, and I set it outside the fire watch station I worked in. And the next morning, I come out there to find it had wolf urine all over it. Now, the wolf had come in the middle of the night and try to mark it as territory. So you see, they'll rob you of your dignity, rob you of everything. I look at the Colorado fire, and I feel like hell for what is happening. But let's not lose sight of Terry Barton and the abuse that she probably had to live with day in, day out at the hands of animals.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Are you justifying her starting this fire?
No, sir, I'm certainly not doing that.
All right, but you're saying that she might have started the fire, if she started the fire, and this is all alleged, because she felt disrespected by animals.
Human beings are the top animal on the food chain. Human beings are the most intelligent creatures on the face of the earth, and they are the obviously most accomplished creatures. When a human being goes into an environment where suddenly he is not the smartest and the animals are not giving respect.
You say you had a wolf urinate all over something that you had carved.
To mark its territory and to show me who is boss. And I took that, and I can tell you it hurt. Now, they'll cop an attitude because they're out in their own habitat. They know they can't be shot. They know they can't be captured. The rumor is that Terry, the day before, she's alleged to have started the fire because she had an altercation with a caribou that was copping some.
Now, this is Terry Barton you're talking about, the woman who was alleged to have started the fire.
That is correct. Now, this is just a rumor. I don't know if it's true, but apparently she come up against a caribou. It was mating season. I think we've all heard that she's overweight. This caribou apparently tried to make a mating move on her, held her hair down with a hoof, and she got away. But I imagine that would piss her off.
And, in other words, a caribou tried to mount her?
That is, I can tell you that that is something that would be humiliating.
But are you for sure that's what you heard? That Terry Barton, a caribou, tried to mount her, and that...
That would send you around the edge. I think it would send you around the edge, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Now, if a deer or a buck tried to mad dog me, I wouldn't set fire to a forest, but I would damn sure make sure that deer remembered my name.
When you say a deer or a buck mad dogs you, are you talking about them staring you down?
Staring you down, yes, sir. A deer, a caribou, a raccoon, any animal that mad dogs you takes away some of the self-respect you have as a human being. If you're out in the wilderness and you are out in the forest and that is not your home habitat, those animals, whether it be a bear, it could be an otter, a lot of the animals that have an aggressive nature are the smaller animals, otters, raccoons, prairie dogs, and these things will mad dog you, or what I say, stare you down. And that robs you of your dignity. And so I can well see Terry Barton, this caribou mad dogger, try to mount her, terribly humiliating and horrible. And I could see she probably just had enough and set fire to the forest.
But she's a conservationist. She should be mindful of the love.
I love animals, too, but there are times I'm sick of them, you know. I love animals. I love wildlife. But there are times I hate them so very much because of the things they put me through and the humiliations that I've experienced at their hands or at their paws, you know, at the hands of them. They've humiliated me at their paws or at their hands. They've humiliated me, so there are times I wish they'd all die.
Even though you're a conservationist, you're saying that you would wish all animals would die because of the humiliation that they put you through.
That is correct. And what I'm saying is this could have happened to this Terry Barton. Now, if you can imagine the disgust you'd feel if a moose tried to climb on your back and give it to you, or however it tried to do it to her,
I wouldn't want to set fire to a forest. I mean, I think you'd have to be unbalanced in the first place to set fire to a forest, regardless.
Well, I can't speak for Terry's reasoning, but sometimes women in the Forest Service don't have the power to combat this kind of intimidation, so she fought back, you know, the only way she could. If you're a woman in the workplace and you're harassed and you're intimidated...
Yeah, but she's being intimidated, according to you, by caribou, moose, raccoon...
That is correct, but still, it is an intimidating place to be. Now, it gets back to the herd, and that they got a punk working at the ranger cabin. It is a relentless...
Yeah?
It is a relentless parade of animal hostility and harassment.
All right, let's give our phone number out one more time here. 1-800-449-8686. The Colorado fire continues, and there are several of them. The Hayman fire is alleged to have been started by this Forestry Service employee named Terry Barton. We're talking with Paul Lane, who's a former wildlife consultant and conservationist. He says that it's possible she started this fire as the result of anger toward the wildlife. Caribou, deer, raccoons, or any other wildlife around there that apparently doesn't treat the humans with enough respect. It is a foreign environment for human beings. It is an environment that is much more comfortable for animals. And apparently she was angry at the animals and... decided to set fire to their habitat, according to him. It's all about respect. It's all about having self-respect and not wanting to be intimidated or abused by wildlife. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Paul Lane, who is a former conservation consultant and wildlife expert, about the Colorado fires, which are out of control. It's a disaster, and it's a horrible thing. And you're not trying to excuse this woman from if she has started these fires.
No, sir. I think I've made it very clear, Mr. Hendry. I do not excuse anybody from destroying the habitat. I'm trying to give you an insight into the thinking and the mindset of a conservation worker or forestry worker who finds himself outside of the normal bounds of urban life and finds himself in a wildlife where it sometimes can be intimidating because you are surrounded by, first of all, you're not surrounded by humans. You are surrounded most of the day by animals, and that is their habitat. You feel that you're the number one animal, and the next thing you know, you've got animals. And if you can imagine for a minute an animal messing with your mind or an animal...
But they're not doing it on purpose.
The animal has an instinct at dominance. All right, like the wolf that urinated all over that eagle that I carved, the message was very clear to me that this is his territory, and if I want to create anything lifelike or human, the wolf will humiliate me. Or
but humiliation is, it seems like you're anthropomorphizing these animals, giving them human traits.
Well, you go out in the wild long enough, and you have a one of these deer, you look at a deer, and you've got a rifle pointed right at it, and it's staring at you. Now, that's a statement by that animal that you can, you can go straight to hell, if you'll pardon my language.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ray, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to that gentleman speaking about animals.
Yes, sir, it's Pauline.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Fine, sir.
I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and we do quite a bit of hunting and fishing here. And my friend, I have to tell you that you are completely wrong.
Well, sir, I'd like to know what your experience is in the
game. I've hunted and fished all my life, and...
I'm wrong about what? Be specific.
Well, about a caribou trying to mount a woman.
That was anecdotal. I don't know if that's true or not, but
that's ridiculous.
What I'm trying to say is, you can imagine how humiliating that would be.
My friend, a caribou, once they see a human being, will run away instinctively.
In mating season?
Sir, in mating season, especially... Because that is when the hunting season starts.
Well, why did we get, and this was on a couple of websites, that she was humiliated by some kind of an animal?
How can you let an animal humiliate you, sir?
I'm saying, sir, not that the animal would on purpose, but if an animal tried to mount you for mating purposes,
that is laughable.
I think you would be embarrassed, wouldn't you?
Sir, that is laughable.
Well,
now, I have seen...
Can I jump in?
Sir, these animals in National Forest know...
Sir, excuse me.
First of all, you can't shoot an animal in a national forest, Ray, so I'm
No, hoping... no, I'm afraid you're wrong, sir. Because
we shoot
animals here in Arkansas in a national forest every year. It is allowed by law.
Well, during the season, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now,
allowed by law.
Now, that's early fall.
Now,
Now,
could you tell me why a caribou would try to mount a woman or even look at a woman in that way when not hunting season? Could you tell me that, sir?
Well, I'll tell you this. It was anecdotal information.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's true or not.
You're trying to say that caribou scared her down.
If a caribou mad dogs you, that's not going to make you angry?
Mad dogging me, meaning?
Meaning staring you down.
Staring me down. Well, you know, I guess I will run, but I don't think I'll start a forest
Well, here's the thing. When you say mad dogging, you mean the animal is staring the human down to intimidate?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, you must have some sort of instinctual, you know.
I don't know what you're getting at.
You know, you need to.
What are you getting at?
I'm getting at what you're saying is totally preposterous. You're telling me that.
Jerry Barton had her hair held down by the hoof of a caribou.
Is that a fact?
If that's true, and I'm not saying that it is, if that's true.
Is that what she says?
That's what's the anecdotal information I'm getting. She was retaliating, and I'm not saying it's right.
By starting a fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, that is totally preposterous. I cannot see a caribou even getting anywhere near a human being. And this is where, in Colorado?
Yes,
sir. There are no caribou in Colorado.
Well, some kind of an animal. Wait a minute. Wait a second. Yes, there are caribou. There are caribou herds on federal reserves. Yes, there are, sir.
Well, maybe
yes, there
so,
are, sir. All right, sir.
Maybe
this is
so. But
this
is
a federal reserve
national forest?
This is a federal reserve we're talking about, sir.
Okay, we're not talking about...
Yeah, well,
about
she's charged with setting a fire
Are we
in
talking
a,
about national forest or federal
well, she's,
reserve?
She's charged with starting a fire in a federal reserve.
That is correct.
Okay.
All right,
so
now,
So, what you're trying to tell me.
I'm going to tell you, Ray, and I believe you when you say you're a hunter. If an animal comes up to you try to mount you,
my friend,
I think that'll make you angry.
I was sitting on the side of a dirt road one day while deer hunting.
Right.
A bobcat was running down the road. I looked at him. He looked at me. He was 10 feet away from me. I drew my gun up, and I looked at him and said, "Sir, you better turn around and run back up the road." You know what happened? He didn't attack.
He mad dogged you.
He turned around and ran back up the road, and that is a true story, my friend.
Now, you're telling me you're talking English to an animal.
That's exactly what he did, because he knew that this was not a forest animal. It's something he's never encountered, and he needed to go away.
In other words, animals, they know when a natural enemy is afoot, right?
An animal knows but an animal also that's frightened, and that is perhaps out of normal area,
will
try to mount a female human. And if I saw my wife getting mounted by a caribou,
why do you keep going back to the mounting thing?
That's what she say happened. Now, you've seen your old lady get mounted by something.
You know, I really find that hard to believe.
Ask a lady who was mauled by the pit bulls. People are eaten by cougars. Ask any family who's lost a mother or a child to a cougar.
Do you know, that is so laughable.
Well, thank you very much.
A caribou mounting a woman?
Well, if it happened, it gives us a reason for why she started the fire.
Out of retaliation. All right, Ray, I got to run, all right? Thank you for your call, because Ray is an experienced hunter.
All those hunters, see, first of all, if you're a hunter, you don't know diddly squat about anything. All you know how to do is shoot a gun. You don't know nothing about no animal. You don't know nothing about how the habitations and all of the different things that you need to know.
All right, so that man who's hunted and fished his whole life...
Well, that's fine. So he knows how to hook a line, he knows how to load a gun, and run down a road wearing one of them plaid shirts and, you know, get up in a deer stand and pull out a flask of Southern Comfort. I mean, that doesn't mean that you're what do you want to call a conservationist?
All right, let me go to here. Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I like to talk to that guy that's
Miss Paul Lane, go ahead.
Paul Lane.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Okay, how can you say that a woman, you know, having a deer like that mount her is going to make her settle fire?
Because I think the humiliation of having an animal want to give you, you know what I'm talking about, give you love.
Not really.
It's not really love, but I mean, if an animal's trying to put it up you, what, that's not going to piss you off?
Well, animals don't look at humans like that. I find it hard to believe.
So let's be clear here. She was out there, and you're saying it mounted her because she was fat.
I think it made, yeah.
No.
Here a caribou wants to mount her, and her husband doesn't, so she had problems, all right?
All right, so now she's angry, and she's so angry.
She decides to destroy all the animals, just kill them all. And I'm saying she's out of her mind. She's flipped. She flipped her lid.
We are trespassers, you know, basically, in the wildlife.
Right, I agree.
And they won't look at you as a mating partner. They're looking at you as potential prey or predator.
Well,
okay.
That's why they're trying to mad dog her and make her feel bad.
No. They got special sense that they can smell if, you know.
And they'll look at you, and they won't stop looking at you until you feel like a piece of dirt.
No.
Forestry workers are under a lot of stress. That's what I'm saying. Forestry workers are under a lot of stress. Most of them want to take it out on the animals. I've been a conservationist my whole life, and I love wildlife, but I'd kill them all for some of the things they put me through. See what I'm saying?
All right, Brian, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Paul Lane, who believes that that lady might have set that Colorado fire because she was tired of the humiliation she'd suffered at the hands of wildlife, including a caribou that tried to mount her. 1-800-449-8686. And Mr. Lane also made the very revealing comment. He loves wildlife, but he's sick to death of the abuse that he's taken at the hands or at the paws of them. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And with me is Paul Lane. He is a former conservation consultant, a wildlife expert on what might have prompted Terry Barton to allegedly start the forest fire in Colorado. She was a wildlife, well, she was a forestry technician, which means she should have some appreciation and love for animals and wildlife, but you say the pressure that...
And again, Mr. Henry, they're all under this kind of pressure.
There is pressure that these people feel because they're in a strange environment. The animals have no respect for them. And
after a while, you lose respect for yourself as well. And I'll tell you something. As I said, these hunters that hunter that I talked to last hour, they all think they know all about conservation. They don't know diddly squat about nothing about conservation because one of the things they don't have to deal with, I'm a wildlife expert. I love animals. I personally don't believe in shooting them. But if you're a hunter and an animal stares you down or gives you some any kind of a wise-ass look, you could blow its head off. And for me, there are times that I wished I was a hunter. Because I get some smart-ass look from some squirrel or some animal, and there are times I want to take a .22 and just blow its head off. Because it's...
All right, I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to talk to this, I guess it's Mr. Lane?
Paul Lane, yes, sir.
Yeah, Paul Lane. You said that most hunters, they don't know much about the conservation
not as much as
about the animals.
Well, I mean, I spend my life trying to conserve them. Y'all, if you're hunters, spend your time trying to kill them. What's funny about that?
Let me tell you something.
You tell me that's not true?
No, that is totally not true.
What does a hunter do?
Who's the one that can... I'm not going to get in a shouting match, but,
all right, but
who's the one that gives the most to duck conservation?
Duck hunters,
when they pay for their stamps, when they buy their license,
they're
the ones that put more money into any one of your far-left conservative type of thing.
You
got to know a lot more about putting up a tree stand and how to fire a gun if they're going to hit anything.
Okay, you don't know enough about what an animal is thinking, okay, is what I'm saying. You know about how to put a stuffed head on your wall.
No, sir, you got to learn how to think like an animal to hit an animal.
All right.
Even learn where they're going to eat, what type of habitation they like.
All right, and
for instance,
like
you get a mule deer. If you get a mule deer that's on the plains, it's a total different deer than if you get one that's in the mountains.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. And when you have these animals that are around humans like that, smart ass or whatever you want to call it,
okay.
That's a totally different animal. Some of these animals, see what I'm saying? Have you ever come up against a deer that thinks it's better than you?
If it did, it died.
Usually,
I don't have problems with animals. If they're going to see me, they know who I am and they leave. You know, but
they don't try to give you no mess.
Yeah, I don't try to build. You know, hey, I'm here. I love nature. Most hunters love nature. That's why they're out there in the first place.
But if an animal tried to smart-ass you or get wise with you, you'd blow its head off, wouldn't you?
Well, that would be actually the last resort. If I don't have a tag for it, obviously I'm not going to risk losing my gun license or anything like that. But usually there's other steps that you can take, and they're usually not going to...
All right,
animals as a whole don't bother. The ones that do, they're the ones that need to be killed.
But if a caribou comes up to you and climbs up your back and tries to turn you into its wife, you'd blow its head clean off, wouldn't you?
Most likely, but the thing would probably kill me if it got that close to me.
All right, well, I think this man knows what I'm talking about.
Wait a minute. Just so I'm clear, Mike, have you had an animal ever get smart-ass with you?
They've gotten close. Yeah, I've broke horses.
Right.
I've been out in the mountains.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
A lot of times you get a squirrel that'll stare you down and thinks it's better than you, trying to be cute, right?
Yeah.
And you want to kill it.
You know, usually, though, you stand up to it. I mean, stand up to, it's going to move.
Well, that's the whole thing.
You're bigger than it.
That's the whole thing. Listen, I get so pissed off at these animals that treat me like garbage. What do you like? You just agreed with me. Now you're laughing.
No, I agree.
See what I'm saying?
The thing is,
I get so
pissed off. When they get smart off with me, I'll stand them up and then show them who's the boss.
You stand them right up and you'll blow their head clean off. And what I'm trying to do is, I can't stand the sons of bitches who smart mouth me and...
Wait a second. Are these things human or are they animals?
They're animals.
Well, what do you mean smart mouthing you?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you on that.
Have you ever had a beaver slap you around the head and neck with its tail?
No, I don't get that close.
All right, listen, thanks, Mike, and I know what you mean about Ducks Unlimited, because...
Oh, here we go. Now you guys are going to have a little talk about...
Ducks Unlimited is a duck thing, and they...
They save ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Even the smart-ass, even the ones that are wise-ass.
Yeah, even the wise-ass ones.
I'll tell you, I love animals, and I believe in the conservation of wildlife, but if an animal ever gets cute with me again, like this... Like this Morro Bay kangaroo rat did 6 months ago when I was up working at Morro Bay Conservation Area, and this thing tried to get wise ass with me, and I strangled it. Now I have a technique, and
wait a minute, a Morro Bay kangaroo rat isn't that an endangered species?
That is correct, but it got smart with me, thought it was going to mad dog me, thought it was going to mess with me, screw with me, and I put my hands around its neck and I strangled it. Now I hunt with my bare hands. That's what I don't use guns. I strangle all the animals that I kill. And so...
Really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
What animals have you killed?
You name it. Deer, bear.
You strangled a bear?
Yes, I do. I get on its back and I will strangle it. And I've strangled deer, bear, I've strangled caribou, raccoon. I hold them down and just strangle them. To me, that's the most merciful thing. But I will only do that to animals that screw with my head. I strangled an eagle one time. I beat the crap out of a,
Yeah, fine.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man. He strangles all of the animals that he kills. Paul Lane, conservation expert. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.